Boker Tov, good morning. Today's Daf is Daf 109. Erev Shabbat Shalom. Today's Kana should be for the Refuah Shalom Abba Lachonim. Shalom Yisraelam. Hemdav Racha Bacha Vizbun and Racha Mekam Rifa Sarah Bad Manir Shalom Abba Sarah David Ben Achan Rifa Bad Dabar Rifa Bad Dafa Bad Rifa Bad Dafa 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 ויושב המנית הרי מלפא יושב בן דבר של מרושב בן עינה, יושב בן יפת דבר בן עינה, שמחה בן עינה, אפר בן עינה, חד עד בן עינה, מרגלי בן עינה, ובגיד בן נשמת, דוד בן אליהו, בן ימין בן יצחק, ליד עינה פתפיים, שמעון בן ישראל, בן עמקה בן דן, בועז בן אברהם. Okay, we left off at 108b, towards the lower part of the page, about 15 lines on the bottom, the first word on the line, Mantana. We brought, there was a difference of opinion. We said, Mishushanazo, Lo Shanazo, the one who taught this Mishnah, and that was not the author of this one. So the Gemara says, Man Tana, so who is the Tana? Who is the Tana that disagrees? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Mai Dichtiv. What does it mean in the Pasuk when it says, Memenu Bekesev Shatinu, our water we bought, we drank with water, with money, Etzenu Bemechir Yavo, and our woods came with a Mechir, came with a, you know, with a price. So what does that mean? He says, Bishat Asakana, at the time of danger, this halakha was requested. What does that mean? If a person, a woman leaves the first husband with a divorce, and the second husband, she does a refusal. Is she allowed to go back to the first husband? That was the Gemara's question. So, sachru adam echad, they paid one person, 400 zuz, 400 zuz, they sent him to go and ask Rabbi Akiva in jail. And he said it's forbidden. Also Rabbi Yudam Metera said it's asur. Amar Bishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Lazo lohu tzerachnu. He said, you don't even need to ask for this one. Why? Le'isur kareti tarta. Le'isur lav lo kol sheken. If we allow an isur karet, right? What's isur karet? Isur eshet ish. We say another man's wife, that is Afka'at mimenna beloget, that we allow her to remove herself without even getting a get, just, you know, she leaves him, goes to another man while she's still a child, she can do that, and that's eshet ish. What do we see from that? So ma'asek ketana is klum, so too, therefore, by ma'chazir gerushato also, the ma'asek ketana was nothing, and that get doesn't really count. Why don't we say the same thing? So the Gemara says, beram kach shalu, really this is what they asked. Hari hayita eshet achi imo. It was his zandai, somebody's zandai. Shahish sheniyad lo. She's a second generation, second level to him. V'nasa'a achiv me'aviv. And she married his paternal brother. Umet, and the brother died. Ma'o bet shetema'en, hashta. V'ta'akrenu l'nisu'in kamay v'titya'bem. Is she allowed to do mi'un now, to do refusal now? And she will uproot her original nisu'in, her first nisu'in. And therefore, she won't be related to this brother-in-law whatsoever by the second nisuin. But titiabem, I mean, she won't be related to him from the first one. And now, therefore, since it's her brother-in-law from the second titiabem, she can be able to do yibum. Right? She's not able to do yibum because they have it's a zandai. Right? So that's the problem. So the Gemara says, yesh mi'un achar mita bimkom mitzvah, or lo, are you allowed to do mi'un, refusal, after death in a place of mitzvah, or you're not able to do that? Sachrus neben adam ba'arba mot zuz. They paid two people 400 zuz. Ubau shalut Rabbi Akiva v'et asurin. They came and asked Rabbi Akiva in jail. Ve'asar, and he said it's forbidden. Et Rabbi Yehuda me'metera me'nitzivin. Ve'asar, they came and asked Rabbi Yehuda, and he says forbidden. Amar v'itzchak barashian u'mode Rav shemuter la'achiv shazeh shenesra alav. And Rav agrees in this case that she is muter. She's permitted to the brother of this person that she's asur to. And if she's asur to him, which is permitted to his brother. So the Gemara says, Pshita, obviously. What's the question over there? She has a mitzvah, what's the problem? So he says, Hu nihu demakeret bar miyazotav karitzotav. He is the person who recognizes her and knows about her, you know, her signals and her, you know, movements and things along those lines. Aval achiv, Achiv lo. But a brother, the brother does not know any of those things, so there's no problem. So the Gemara says, Ma'u detenu, I would have thought to say, Ligzar hai atu hai. And maybe we would make a gezera on the brother, lest you come and do it for the actual person himself. Kamashmana, and that's what the Gemara is coming to teach us, that no, we don't make such a gizera, and the brother would be permitted. Vikid Amri, some say, Amar Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan, Keshem She'asura Lo, just like she's asur to him, Kach Asura Le'achin, so too she's asur to the brothers. So the Gemara says, V'ha inam makeret bakiritzotehem v'rimizotehem. But she doesn't recognize their signals, their hand or their movements, their lip movements. So the Gemara says, Gzera achiv atuhu. It's a gzera for the brother, lest he come and she comes and does marries him himself. So that's what the Gemara is coming to teach us. Okay? Mishnah. Hamigaresh ta'isha, if someone divorces the wife, v'chzira, and remarries her, and then he dies, the husband dies, muter le'avam. The woman is allowed to marry the brother-in-law. You would have thought that maybe it's a achiv, it's a brother of a gerusha, someone she divorced, and so therefore it would be asur. But that's not the case. But Rabbi Elazar, Oser, Rabbi Elazar says that, and also whether he remarried her after he divorced her, okay, yeah. Anyhow. But Rabbi Elazar, Oser. Yeah. Rabbi Elazar, Oser. Rabbi Elazar says it's not allowed. The Gemara will explain. If a person divorces a orphan, v'chziran, remarried her, muter le'avam, and he dies, she's allowed to marry the brother-in-law. But Rabbi Elazar says it's asur. Ketana she'siya avya v'nitgarshak. If you have a child whose father married her off, a father has a biblical power to marry off his daughter. Okay, so he marries her off. V'nitgarshan, she gets a divorce. She becomes kiyatoma v'chaya av. She's like an orphan in the life of her father. Why? It says, v'chzira, if he returns her and remarries her, divrei hakol asura le'avam. In that case, everybody would agree that if the husband would die, she would be asur to the brother-in-law. Why? We know that a child doesn't have biblical power to marry herself off. The father has a biblical power. Once the father married her off and she got a divorce, now she's on her own. The father doesn't have that jurisdiction anymore to marry her off. And so therefore, her marriage would only be a marriage midrabanan, and the yibum, and the isur of one's brother of a gerusha is deoraita. So the rabbanan aspect of the yibum is not strong enough to uproot that isur deoraita.
What is ketana?
Huh?
3 years old? What is ketana?
Tana is under Bat Mitzvah. 10, 11, yeah. Amar Ifa. Ifa was the name of a Chacham. Mai ta'amad Rabbi Elazar. What's the reason of Rabbi Elazar? The Gemara says, Ho'il ve'amda alav sha'a achat ve'isura. Since she stood for one moment while she was asur, she was a divorcee for one moment, so therefore, Rabbi Elazar holds that she cannot marry the brother-in-law. Amr le Rabbanan le Ifa. Rabbanan said to Ifa, Iachi, that's the case, chalitza nami lo tibayi. Then you shouldn't even require her to do chalitza. If she's completely asur to the brother-in-law, she doesn't even need to do chalitza. And where it says, Echi teima achinami, maybe you're right, maybe she doesn't have to do chalitza. The Gemara says, Vahatanya we have braita. Mishum Rabbi Elazar amru chalitza. Rabbi Elazar says, she does chalitza. Ela amar Ifa, Rabbi Elazar lo yadana maitama. I don't know Rabbi Elazar's reason. I don't know what he means. Amar ba'e, hainu tamad Rabbi Elazar. This is what he means. Misapkale, imi tamapelet, inisuina rishonim apilim. I have a doubt if it is death that brings down the person to fall into the mitzvah of yibum, or is it the initial, the first nisuin, the first marriage that brings them down. So the Gemara says, imi tamapelet, if it's death that causes the woman to fall into yibum, ha ram yakame li yibum. She fell in front of him for the mitzvah of yibum. But if it was the original marriage, the first marriage that, before she got divorced, then she got a divorce and remarried, the first marriage was what causes her to fall to nisuin. She stood one moment while she was asur to the brother-in-law, and so therefore she cannot marry the brother-in-law. So it depends on which one you follow. If it's based on mita, she could, or it's based on nisuin arishonim. Rava says le'olam, and so that's why Rabbi Elazar says asur. Rava Amar le'olam pshita Rabbi Elazar demi pama pelet. Really, Rabbi Elazar holds. Rava says that Rabbi Elazar holds that death causes her, if the husband dies at any moment, she falls down to the mitzvah of yibum. Umiu akol bakiin bekidushin ve'en akol bakiin bechazara. But everybody is fluent with gerushin. Thank you. Akol bakiin begerushin. Everyone is fluent with divorce. Ve'en akol bakiin bechazara. But not everybody is fluent with remarriage. Meaning, what's going to happen is, everyone will hear when the person divorces the woman. But if, let's say, he wants to remarry her without anybody knowing, in the middle of the night, he'll bring her in and marry her. And let's say he died by the morning, nobody will know that he actually remarried her. And people will think, if this woman is going to marry the brother-in-law, this is a brother of a person she divorced. That's asur. So it's with the right there. You're not allowed to do that. But they don't know that she actually went and remarried the brother. So therefore...
What do you mean is it Kohen? She came back to him. Is it first?
No, it's... Kohen cannot marry Gerusha.
Yeah, but if they did...
If they did.
No, but the brother Kohen also can't marry Gerusha.
Right. Well, then that would be also. Okay? So the Gemara says, Adrabah, on the contrary, Chazara, whenever a person remarries, Kivandi Advat Tutei, it like Kala. Everyone sees this man and woman are going together, they're together. How do you not know if a man remarries the woman? So, Milo Askinan, we're not dealing with the case, the Hadra Be'orta. Really, what happened was, he remarried her at nighttime, Shachim Be'Safra, and he died in the morning. And so therefore, she now falls in the mitzvah of Yibum. People think, oh, what are they going to think? They didn't know she remarried the brother. They think she's going and marrying her brother, divorcee of a brother. And so therefore, or she's not allowed to do that. And so therefore, because of that gezerah, we would not, Rabbi Elazar would say it's asur. Rav Ashi Amar, Hainu Tamad Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says like this, "The gazar hane mishum yetoma bechayah avech zira." He says we make a gezerah on these cases, on this case, because of a case of, lest we come to permit a case of the last case in our Mishnah. Like an orphan in the days of her father, like the father married her off, she got a divorce, and she tried remarrying, where she would be asur to the brother-in-law altogether. So for that case, that's why we made a gezer over here. So the Gemara says, Hachinami mistabra, it also makes sense, because midakatani seifa, it says at the end of the Mishnah, ketana shisi'a avya, if let's say a father marries off her daughter, vinit garsha, and she gets a divorce, she's like a orphan in the age of, and these are her father. Bechzira, and she remarries. Divrei hakol shasur aleyavam. Everybody agrees that she is asur to the brother-in-law. So you see, it's a very clear proof. The Gemara says, "What are you talking about? Hi, my lememra. You just quoted our Mishnah. Well, what are you? What's the chidush? Meaning, what are you telling us over here that has to do with the previous case? What does it have to do with the previous case?" So the Gemara says, "Shita, it's obvious what you just said." Since her level of Yibum is only Derabanan, why would it uproot the Deoraita? So the Gemara says, Ela lav, is it not coming to say, Hakamashmalan Tamad Rabbi Elazar, the reason of Rabbi Elazar, the Gazar Hanach Mishum Hai, is it not because he made a Gezerah on one case in the Mishnah because of another case in the Mishnah? Shmamina, and that's what it's going to teach us, meaning why does it state this law in our Mishnah? Because it's case of the first case, is a Gezerah, lest we come to do the second case. Okay, Tanek Avatei Deravashi, we have a brighter like Ravashi. Modim Chachamim Rabbi Elazar. The Chachamim agree with Rabbi Elazar. B'ketana shisya avia. When a father marries off a daughter, v'nid garsha, and she gets a divorce, harei ke toma b'chaya av, v'chzira she'asura le'avam. That she's like an orphan in the life of her father, and if he remarries her, she's asur to the brother-in-law. V'pnei she'gerusha, gerushin gemurin. Her divorce is a full-fledged divorce. But, sorry, I lost my spot. Yeah, ve'en chazarata chazara gemura. Right, but the chazara, the returning of the woman, is not a complete returning. Meaning, when she divorces, it's a full divorce. When she's a minor, though, and she tries to remarry, it's only derabanan. So the Gemara says, when is that the case? Shegirsha kishehi ketana. Whenever she divorced when she was a child, bechzira kishehi ketana, and got remarried when she was a child. Aval girsha kishehi ketana. If she divorced when she was a child, if she got remarried when she was an adult, he remarried her when she was a child, and she became an adult while married to him, and the brother died, and the husband died, she can either choose to do chalitza or yibum, because in that case, she was married to him while she was an adult. Mishum Rabbi Elazar Amru Choletzed Velo Mit Yabem. According to Rabbi Elazar, they say in that case you can only do Chalitza and not Yibum. Okay. Ba'amine Rava Merav Nachman. Rava had a question from Nachman. Sarata Maho. What's the case of the co-wife? Is the co-wife allowed or is the co-wife not allowed? Okay. So the Gemara says Amar Lehi Gufa Gezera. This girl, this woman, this case in our Mishnah, the first case, the earlier case that we brought, it's a gezerah itself. We said it's a gezerah that lets you come to permit the other one. He says, "He gufa gezerah, va'ana nikom and exor gezerah gezerah." We're going to come and make one another. We don't make a gezerah to another gezerah. Meaning, we make one decree, but you don't make only shana. You make one decree, but you don't make a decree on a decree. Right? So here, she says, "He gufa gezerah mishum yetama v'chayav," because of the case of an orphan in the life of her father. So the Gemara says, "Va'at Tanya." It was on the Baraita. Mishum Rebbe Elazar Amru, he v'tzareta. Cholet said, it said in the Baraita that she and the co-wife both do chalitza. So what do you see? The co-wife also does chalitza. The Gemara says, "No, he v'tzareta salkidat." That's, do you really think it's talking about both of them? Ela lav ohi otzareta choletzet. Don't you think it means either her or the chalit, either her or the tzara, the co-wife does chalitza? The Gemara says, "Lav tarutzim kametaret." Are you changing the words of the braita and you're giving an answer? Is that what you're doing? If you're changing the words, taritachi, answer like this: he choletzet tzarata o choletzet omni tabemet. She does chalitza. The co-wife either does chalitza or yibum. Say like that. Okay, new Mishnah. Shnei achin nisuin l'shnei achayim. If you have two brothers married to two sisters, ketanot, and they're both little girls, umet bala. Nachnu b'emtza shiur shadaf yomim. Achila. Umet bala shel achat mehen, and the husband of one of them died. Halazot tetzei mishum achot isha. This one should leave, should get out of the marriage because of the achot isha, a sister. Of one's wife, meaning, here, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Uptura mechalitza meyibum." Okay, we're back. Okay, two brothers, I had two sisters, mechila, and one of the husbands died. They were child, they were little girls. One of the husbands died. Halazot etem yishum achot isha. The one whose husband died is left to go without yibum or chalitza because her sister is married to the other brother. If you have two women who are cheresot, cheres gedola uktana, one is an adult, one is a child. Med bala shoktana, if the husband of the child dies, tetzeh uktana mishum achot isha, she goes out without yibum or chalitza because it's her sister is married to the other husband. Med bala shoktana, what happens if the husband of the adult dies? Excuse me, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says something very interesting. Melamdina tekitana shetema'en bo. We teach the child to do mi'un, to do refusal. Why? And then the other girl can be able to do yibum. Meaning, the little girl, she's married to the husband. The adult girl is married to the husband. The brothers and sisters. Now, what happens is, the adult girl's husband dies. So now she has mitzvah yibum with the brother-in-law. But the brother-in-law is married to her sister. Now it's only the Rabbanan. So we tell the young girl, you do mi'un, so that this girl can do the mitzvah yibum. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabban Gamliel Omer, im enam ena. Rabban Gamliel says, no, if she does mi'un, she's good. She does mi'un. Vimla, but if not, tamtina shetakdil. You have to wait till her, she gets adult, becomes an adult. But it's alazom yishum achot isha. And this one, whose husband died, she leaves, she doesn't get to marry him because of achot isha. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ey lo al ishto, ey lo ayah shetakhiv. He says, oi, for the person who is her sister, for one's wife, ve'oi, for one's brother's wife. What he says, he has to give a divorce to his wife, and his brother's wife, his sister-in-law, has to do chalitza. So he loses both of them. He loses both of them. Because there's a zikah, there's a binding obligation to the sister-in-law. But first, he's married to this one, so he cannot marry her. So he first has to get rid of her. Once he gets rid of her, now the other sister becomes achot gerushato, the sister of a divorce.
Her to do mi'un, he divorces.
What did
you
say?
We don't leave it up to her. Yeah.
No, we're gonna see. We don't want them to do miyun. Miyun is not a good thing to do. So the Gemara says, Umishare, are you allowed to do this? Asking Rabbi Eliezer, are you allowed to tell them you should go and do miyun? Because we know Vahatani Bar Kapara, Leulam, and this is pretty much the rest of the daf, Leulam idbak adam b'shosha dvarim b'itrachek m'shosha dvarim. A person should stick to three things and distance himself from three things. Idbak b'shosha dvarim. What are the three things you should stick to? Bechalitza, person should do chalitza, uavat shalom, bringing peace to other people, uafarat nedarim, and to annul, let's say, one's wife's vows. If a wife makes a vow, to annul her vows, or one's own vows. Bitrachek mishlosha dvarim, and distance yourself from three things. Min hami'un, from doing refusal, the little girl who was married off by her mother to refuse the husband, she shouldn't do that. Umin hapikdonot, or hapikdonot, pikdonot is a person who is a he accepts deposit, people depositing money at Slo. People giving him money,
Pikadon,
the way he deposits, he takes money as a pikadon, as a deposit. Umina arvonot, and let's say an Arab Kablan, or somebody who is a guarantor. It's not good for a person to be a guarantor, it's a dangerous position to put yourself in. So what do you see over here? You're not supposed to do mi'un. So why is the Rabbi Eliezer saying we teach her to do mi'un, we teach her to do refusal? So when it says mi'un, the mitzvah shane, doing mi'un in this case is a mitzvah. And so therefore, because she's allowing the sister-in-law to marry, her sister to marry him, so therefore that would be permitted. Gufa. Tanibar kapara. We go back to what we just said. Le'olam idbak adam b'shuchat varim. You should stick to these three things. V'chalitza, kaba sha'ul. Stick to chalitza like the opinion of Abba Sha'ul. The Tanya is a bride that says, Abba Sha'ul omer, hakones, if somebody married Edi Avimto, his sister-in-law, l'shem noy, if it's for beauty, l'shem ishut, so that he's married, l'shem davar acher, or for any other outside thing, ki'ilu pogea ba'erva, it's as if he is touching erva, b'karov b'enai liyot avalad mamzer. And he says it's close. Yeah, we saw this earlier. It's close to it being the child becoming a mamzer. This is his opinion, and this is how the Rama is posek. The Shulchan Aruch obviously is not posek like this. We say that it's better to do yibum, whereas the Rama says that nowadays the Ashkenazim only do chalitza. They don't do yibum today. Vavat shalom. It's good to do to bring peace to everyone. The Chitiv, as the pasuk says, bakesh, bikesh shalom veradfeu. You should bakesh shalom veradfeu. You should run after, request peace, and run after it. Ve'amar. Next Amud, Ve'amar Rabbi Abao, Atzia Redifa Redifa. He says it's a Gzera Shava. This is in Masachet Kiddushin of Redifa Redifa. It says Ktiv Hachat. It says over here Bakesh Shalom Veratfeu, that you should run after Shalom. Uchtiv Hatam. It says over there Rodev Tzedakah VeChesed. Someone who runs after Tzedakah and Chesed, Imtza Chaim Tzedakah VeChavod, he will find Chaim Tzedakah and Kavod. So he makes this Gzera Shava. The way Rashi explains it, that the payment of the reward for bringing peace is that he benefits, he eats their fruits in this world, and he benefits for the world to come. The prime pillars of this was Moshe and Aharon, that they brought peace to Am Yisrael, Aharon mainly. So a person who does that and he tries to bring peace to Am Yisrael, he will have a big sachar. Be'afarat nidarim, somebody who annuls vows. Rabbi Natan, like the opinion of Rabbi Natan, the Tanya is right that says, Rabbi Natan says, Rabbi Natan Omer, Hanoder, somebody who makes a vow, Ki'ilu bana bama, as if he built a bama. You're not allowed to build a bama, Bachutz. Right? Ve'amekaimon, somebody who fulfills his vow, Ki'ilu hikriv alea korban, it's as if he sacrifices a sacrifice on this bama. We know you're violating two isurim. Number one, you cannot bring the korban, you cannot bring a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, and you cannot slaughter a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash. So he's violating. He thinks I'm doing something good, but he's violating. Ve'itrachag mishoshad varim. Yeah, and you should distance yourself from three things. So that was, it's good to annul the vow. Number one, min amin miyunin. It's good for a person to distance himself from doing refusal. Why? Dilma gadla umichartaba. Then maybe she's going to become an adult and she's going to regret what she did by refusing the husband. So therefore you shouldn't do refusal. Right? It's a big point over here. A lot of times a little kid, they don't know what they're doing, so they make a decision at a young age and then they regret it when they get older. It should be very smart. Parent has to educate the child.
You want to say you shouldn't do it, you're talking about the little girl, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's not over here.
Yeah. Umina pikdonot, we said not to take deposits. It says, Bebar mata de beite ki beite dame. He says it's talking about, let's say, a townsman, that what they feel like. They treat your house as their house. They're like family. They treat your house as their house. And what happens then is, the way Rashi explains it over here, Shiragila tzlovi, tolet shalovi, avzovi tveinu. He's comfortable. He always comes to your house. So he's going to take his money back. And then after, he's going to come and say, hey, I have this receipt that you owe me money. I deposited money by you. And he's going to come and take it again. So somebody is like that, you should be careful not to take like deposits or like lending of giving you money that you're going to have to give back, because he's always going to come into your house and take things, and then he's going to request it back a second time. Okay? And the third thing you should distance yourself from is mina aravon, being a guarantor, talking about Arve Shil Tzion. It's a place that people would, it's a name of a place, that what they would do is, somebody would lend money, and you would have a guarantor. Right, so the borrower would have a guarantor, and when this place, they wouldn't go after the borrower. So let's say when the borrower wouldn't pay back, they wouldn't even go after the borrower. They would go directly after the guarantor. So he's talking about in this place, you should not be a guarantor because they're going to come after you. Okay, Adamar Yitzchak, my dichtiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says Ra Yeroa ki Arev Zar? What does it mean Ra Yeroa ki Arev Zar? It says Ra'a Achar Ra'a Tavol Mekablei Gerim. Bad after bad will come for a person who accepts gerim, converts. Ula arve shil tzion, and guarantors of Shilzion, ul tokea atzmo l'dvaracha, and somebody who sticks to a halacha. So the Gemara explains these three things. Mikablei gerim, somebody who accepts converts. Kerbi chelbo, damar bichelbo, kashya kashim gerim liyisrael kistapachat ba'or. Gerim, converts, are difficult for Am Yisrael, like a tzarat on a person's skin. Why? What happens is, these gerim, they don't know necessarily how to keep the mitzvot and all the diktukim. They're going to come into Am Yisrael and they're going to educate and influence the people in Am Yisrael that this is how you should keep the mitzvot. And then Am Yisrael is going to start keeping the mitzvot incorrectly. So therefore, his opinion wasn't good. Okay. The second thing, Arvei Shilzion, the guarantors of Shilzion, the Avde Shelof Dots, they would do Shelof Dots. What is this Shelof Dots? So the way I think Rashi explains it is that they would do something that you'd be able to collect directly from him, from that person himself. Right, Rashi? Let's see Rashi. No Rashi over here. So he says the way... Oh, here, Shelof, here, Dots. Yeah, so it's basically what I explained before, that essentially they made a rule in their town that you'd be able to come and collect directly from the guarantor himself, and you don't go to the borrower. You don't even have to ask the borrower. Okay?
Rashi says,
Dos, Lashon. Lashon Tikua, Kdamar, Datsa, Shafa. Okay, it's a good one, Shabbat. Tokea atzmo l'dvar alacha, somebody who sticks to alacha, detane is a verse that says, Rabbi Yosei Omer, Kol ha'omer ein lo Torah. The person says, I don't learn Torah. Ein lo Torah. He doesn't have any Torah. So the Gemara says, it doesn't get any reward. So the Gemara says, Pshita, obviously, what's the chidush? If you say you don't learn Torah, then you don't get reward. So the Gemara says, no. Ela kolo omer, ein lo ela Torah, ein lo ela Torah. If somebody says, I only learn Torah, I don't keep the mitzvot, I just learn, so then he'll only get the reward for learning Torah, not for the mitzvot. So the Gemara says, hanami pshita. That's also obvious. If you come and say, I made $1 million, you made $1 million. If you say, I only learn Torah, then you only get the reward for learning Torah. So the Gemara says, "Ela afilu Torah eno." The Gemara says, "No. If a person says I only learn Torah, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvot. He doesn't even get the reward for learning Torah. Why? My ta'ama, Amar Papa, Amar Kra. The pasuk says, "V'limatem v'asitem." Says you should learn. You should teach. V'asitem you should do. So it says, "Kol sheyeshno ba'asiya, yeshno b'lamida." Anything has to do with doing, has to do with learning. And anyone who does not have to do with doing, does not have to do with learning, meaning anyone who's obligated to learn Torah, is obligated to fulfill the mitzvot in the Torah as well. And so therefore, if he's just learning, he does not fulfill, he's as if he is not learning the Torah itself.
And he becomes mezid
also.
Nice.
V'ibayit eman, if you want to say, le'olam k'damritu me'ikara. Really, it's like what we said originally. If someone says he only learns Torah, eno ela Torah, he only receives reward for learning Torah. And lo tzuricha, and what's the case? They come migmar l'acharine. He teaches other people. Ve'avde. And those other people go and fulfill the mitzvah. Ma'udetema, I would have thought, itle igra lididei. I would have thought maybe he receives reward because other people are fulfilling the mitzvah that he taught them. Kamashmalan, that no, he does not even get that reward. He only gets a reward for the Torah that he learns. Ve'ibaitem, and another. Huh?
Only, yeah.
And what does it mean? Maybe we can say that someone who sticks to Dvar Halacha, B'dayana, it's talking about Dayana de'ate dina. It was a Dayan who a law came in front of him, the Kameh. V'gamar Halacha, and he learned the Halacha, V'dame milta la milta. And he compares, you know, a lot of times Chachamim, Dayanim, what they do is, so not Dayanim, but Chachamim, what they try to do is they compare one halacha to another halacha and say, this is similar to that. Let me say this is the same law. But the problem is, ve'it le rabbah, he has a rabbi in the town, and you can go and speak to him and ask him, ve'lo azil mashil, and he doesn't go and ask him if this is a proper place to make this connection. The Amar Bishmo Bar Nachmani, Amar Bionatan, le'olam yired dayan atzmo ki'ilu cherev munachalo ben yarchotav. A dayan should always be sitting and viewing as if there's a sword that is sitting between his thighs. V'gehinam petuchalo mitachtav, and hell is open under him. Shneemar hine mitatosh leShlomo shishim giborim savim. The bed of Shlomo, there's 60 brave soldiers around it. La migiborei Israel, from the giborim of Israel. And then it says mipachad ba'leilot, and the pachad of nighttime, mipachad shel gehinam shedomel alayla. The fear of gehinam that is like nighttime, is similar to nighttime. So what do you see over here? There's a halacha actually in the Shulchan Aruch, and I'll finish with this. A person, a dayan, is not allowed to just be medame milta la milta, compare one law to another law and be posek to dayanut in that case. If he has a rabbi in the city, they can go ask. He should go and ask him, what do you think about this case of comparing one halacha to another halacha and making this psak in order to be able to make the final psak? Amen.